Yeah, you can, you're not really going to hurt anything. I mean, if you bought it and you try it, I got the 3B Plus. It's got a little more power. And, I mean, if you mess it up, you can always wipe it clean and flash it and put new OS on there, you know, whatever operating system you want. There's somebody to choose from. I was experimenting with it. And the touchscreen, it's all it is, I wrote a script for it to just show me the dashboard where I can see my temperature on the PC, and I can see all the call signs, how long they're talking, the duration, and all that good stuff. But I don't think it uses much power. If you add the screen, it's a little more. But I got a 20 amp hour LiPo battery in that kit. I mean, I can run all day, have that thing powered up, and keying as much as I want while the workday, anyways. You know, 5 hour drive time average, that's it. But, yeah, it's fun, it works. And then, so I got a couple of them, one here, and then I got one at the base station that I use for around the house.
Right, yeah, I was doing digital voice on, I don't remember what band, I think it was 20 I was running it, back when I first got introduced to, like, Easy Pal for, pictures, which is 100%, 100% copy digital picture mode, slow scan TV, and then I got turned on to a digital voice mode, and I may or may not have got a cease and desist from the Department of Defense for that stunt. But I found out that it was not open source. The MELP codec was not open source, but man, that was a really nice digital voice mode.
Oh, that's interesting. Is it on 20?
Yep. It was 14.23. Let's see, 230 is analog TV. 233 is digital TV, and 236 was digital voice. And now you can't get nothing in edgewise. You put a digital signal on, even on 230, if you try doing slow scan anymore, somebody just starts talking on top of you. And 233, well, you try Easy Pal, and the guy that wrote that's dead, so there's really nothing out there. And then digital TV on 236, 233 and 236 are about useless, because there's guys that get on there and just antagonistic, you know.